Welcome to the ABCs today. Welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization, the podcast that simplifies home management, one letter and habit at a time. I'm your host, Stephanie King, your go-to gal for all things decluttering and home organizing. Thank you so much for joining me. This podcast is all about breaking down home organization into bite-sized, doable habits. Inspired by my book, ABCs of Home Organization, each episode gives you quick, actionable steps to clear the clutter, build routines that stick, and turn your space into a home that empowers you. Whether your home feels like chaos or you just want a little refresh, you're in the right place. We're here to simplify your world, elevate your mindset, and give you back your time so you can focus on what really lights you up. New episodes drop every Wednesday at 6 a.m., perfect for that morning coffee or commute. Hit play, subscribe, and let's get this transformation started. Your beautifully organized life starts now. Hello, hello, and welcome to the final episode of ABC's of Home Organization podcast. Can you believe that we have made it to the letter Z? I am flabbergasted. This has been such a journey, fun, excitement, learning, letting go, frustration of tech, like so many things, but it's been so fun, and I hope it's been fun for you. And we are finally on the last letter episode, and that is Z, which is catching some Z's. And then organizing again tomorrow, because organizing isn't something you do once and then forget about it. It's something that you unfortunately, in that parentheses, have to do over and over and over again with intention, with compassion, self-compassion, with care, with rest, with knowing when you have more to give and when you just do need to take a break. And especially if you're doing an entire house decluttering, you have to be aware of your own energy as you go through it. And so whether you've been listening from the very beginning or just found me recently, I want to thank you from the absolute bottom of my heart for being part of this journey. It has been such an honor to guide you through these ABCs and help you hopefully find clarity, calmness, confidence, and organization in your home and also hopefully in your life. So this is our last official episode. We're just going to kind of reflect on the other episodes, go a little bit into how you're going to do this all over again every day, and then the four steps of organizing, and then I'll give you some encouragement as well to end us out. So for one last time, I am Stephanie, your host, a professional home organizer based in Houston, Texas, and my purpose in life is to help you transform your physical spaces so that you transform internally, whether that is emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually. I do firmly believe that our outer clutter reflects our inner clutter and vice versa. And so by taking away the clutter that exists in your environment, you are oftentimes able to feel more relaxed, not feel as anxious or depressed. You're able to accomplish tasks in an orderly fashion, not lose multiple items or spend time looking for them, etc. And so thank you again for joining me on this journey. My hope as we close this chapter is that over the last 26, 27 episodes, you didn't just listen to my voice or hear organizing or felt that, oh, I should do that, right? Back to that first episode, I hate the shoulds. I hope that you felt a shift inside of you, that it created some type of action that you were able to take in your home. Even if it's clearing out one drawer, that is a success. We know, we celebrate, we love. And so I hope that you started just to see your home not necessarily as like a constant to-do list that you have to keep accomplishing this and this and this and doing this so that it stays on top of it, but it's become like a viewpoint of sacred space. It's reflecting who you are and or who maybe you want to be or who you are becoming, and that you are running with that feeling. You are taking action. You are creating your space exactly as you want it to be. And so we talked a lot about labeling, huge. Number one, organizing systems, decluttering and having so many boundaries, praising yourself, other people that live with you, celebrating the small wins, the big wins, every single win. But ultimately, what I think the thread connecting every episode, hopefully, this is my take from it at least, is awareness, intention, and just love. like for your space, for your time, for your energy, for yourself, that you've accepted that it's okay to have your surroundings be as they are today, but then taking the initiative to change it to how you want it to reflect. It doesn't matter what I think or what your neighbor thinks or whomever thinks. It's the space that you want to create and how you want to live. And so I hope that you are walking away with that sense of responsibility in a certain way, but also just your desire to create the sacred space exactly as you want it. So while yes, this podcast all about organizing, I hope you also found it to be a little bit more about living holistically and hopefully it aligned with your values and allowed you to find a rhythm that works for your life. And just like our breath, organizing is cyclical. So you inhale, you bring things in, and you exhale, and you let go of what no longer serves you. And then you have to pause, reset, and you do it again. And then you'll do it again. So we're constantly bringing items into our homes, and then we're letting things go. Because as we grow, as we change, as we adapt to new habits, lifestyles, and desires, and likes, we are also, the things that we like and want around us are changing. And so we have to constantly be resetting and doing an audit of what we have in our space. And if we don't have enough room in our drawers, let's go through the drawers. And maybe there's some hidden shorts that are back there that you know you will never ever wear again. Let's get rid of them. And so it's just constantly that inhale, exhale, pause, reset, do it again, inhale, exhale, etc. And so if we're done, right? The episode's done. So where do you go from here? What are you wondering? Like, what do I do? And so I just want to reiterate from our first introduction episode, the four basic steps of organizing that you can repeat anytime, anywhere, for any space in your house. And so this was written in the ABCs of Home Organization book, and it's the four basic steps to organize any space. Your step one is going to be to choose your space. So what are you in the most often, right? We want to start with an area that actually causes us the most stress, whether that is a closet, a kitchen, an office, those typically seem to be the top three, and or a garage. I would definitely add that one too. And then to make it easier on you, I would empty it out and you're going to group like with like. So clear it and categorize it. And so what that just means is, let's say we're in your office and you're going to go through a file cabinet. You're going to put hands on every single item that is in that file cabinet and decide if it's staying in your life or if you are letting it go, if you're exhaling it from your life. And if you're exhaling it, where does it go? Are you going to shred it, trash it, recycle it? Does it belong somewhere else? Maybe it goes to the file cabinet at your office, or maybe it goes to your child moved out 10 years ago and it's their paperwork. Maybe you have to send it to them. So put it in a box and label it their name so that it gets taken away. And then just for simplicity's sake, let's say you have a four drawer file cabinet and you have office supplies sprinkled throughout. Maybe you designate one drawer's office supply drawer and the other three drawers become your paper drawer. And so then you'll just go through and label like with like. So like all home and auto can go together, all medical together, all finance or investment together. And so you're just putting the categories together so that if your brain thinks, oh, I need to look up the results of that medical test or dentist appointment, where would I find it? Oh, it's in the medical drawer or the medical section. And so you want to categorize things, and you use this in any area of your house. And so you're doing a closet, you'll remove everything. And as you remove everything, you're categorizing and putting like with like, all pants together, all shirts together, all dresses together, shoes together. And you can even do it by category. And we've talked about this, so I'm not going to go in depth, but if it's like formal versus casual, etc. And then after you've pulled everything out, categorized it, and potentially wipe it down or clean it, you're going to containerize and then assign the home. And so this is where we are, like I said, designate that one drawer as the office supply drawer, or one section of your closet can be for pants, things like that. And so you're going to ideally put things inside something so that if a drawer is being opened and closed, everything's not becoming all meshed together. And then it's going to have containment. So if a lot easier to put scissors back into a tray that's like 3 inches by 9 inches, and then to just drop it into a drawer and have to dig for it later. And then assigning the home is just, what drawer does it live in? What area of the closet does it live in? What cabinet does it live in? And so ideally every item in the house, if you're assigning the scissors, you have a specific location for those scissors. So anyone that needs scissors in the house knows exactly where to find it. And then your last step is going to be reset and maintain. And that's where we're at today. So You're going to return to the space daily, weekly, monthly, however often you need to do this to keep it flowing smoothly, okay? And just know that you don't have to do this all today or every day, that there's going to be a system that you will create that meshes with your own schedule and your energy levels to be able to maintain your house. And I do recommend initially, if you are not strong in the organization process, a daily reset. Just taking those 10, 15 minutes and resetting your entire home every night or every morning. I have a client that chooses to do it in the morning. I personally am an evening person. I want to reset so that the next morning when I wake up, my house is ready for me to do whatever I choose to do that day. And then some people choose to do it every Sunday. And so they'll just reset and get ready for the work week. They plan their meals out Sundays. They get their work information suitcase ready to go. They have their clothes picked out, however you have to do that to reset. And then everything is put away in the house. All the dishes are washed for the week. All the laundry is done. All the toys and or books or blankets are put away. Candles are put back up. Everything is reset into the official homes of all items in the house. And then at other times, perhaps it's a monthly reset. Maybe you have a deadline or you've been out of town or like you have zero mental energy to even reset your house or put things away. That's okay. We are meeting you where you are at. I encourage you to attempt to do the daily in those moments or even just a 5-minute timer if you can't do the 10 or 15. But do give yourself some grace and recognition that you cannot be wholeheartedly 100% on this. But again, it's okay, I didn't do it today, but I have to do it tomorrow and make sure that tomorrow actually does come. And so ultimately though, I do encourage you to just do one thing a day. And if you are decluttering your entire house, and obviously you cannot do this in a weekend, just do one drawer, one shelf, one habit, do something each day that's building that momentum, giving you that dopamine hit so that you continue to show up for yourself every day in this powerful way. And so even if that's setting a timer and doing that reset daily, that's huge. And then continue to celebrate. We want you to celebrate every absolute thing that you accomplish in your house. It's okay to celebrate the little wins, and it's definitely okay to celebrate the big wins. And then every night you're going to go to sleep and come wake up and you have to do it again tomorrow. And so just look at it as like a fresh chance for you to create the life, the home, the sacred space that you truly want and that you've been dreaming about. And so it's a gift, right? It's restructuring your mindset to view this opportunity as a way to create the exact environment that you want to be living in. And so don't look at it as, I cannot climb this mountain. Oh, there's 100 hours of tasks that I have to do to get through this. I don't have it in me. That's fine. Do you have it in you to do one drawer? Do you have it in you to spend 10 minutes leading yourself towards the exact life that you want to live, the exact house that you want to surround you? And just know you're never behind. You're not behind. You're exactly where you're meant to be. But do expect potentially more from yourself. Do look at it in a positive light of, I have this power to create this life and I'm going to do it. I am doing it. And just make sure that you, as you are giving yourself grace and so you are loving yourself and respecting your own boundaries towards yourself and your house, you are also allowing yourself to be pushed a little past any hiccups that might be coming up of, I don't want to do it. I'm tired of this. I'm exhausted, etc. And so take a week off. Okay, don't do any organizing for a week. But then on that 8th day, put your timer back on. And so whatever caveats you set for yourself, just acknowledge what it is and then hold yourself accountable. And so for me personally, I just am very purposeful in making the conscious decision to put every single item back where it belongs in its assigned home so that I don't cause confusion for my clients because I want it to make sense for their brains and organized for them. And so that's just what I need you to do is take that extra 3 seconds and put something back where it belongs. And so what you will find, if you just incorporate that one habit of returning items home and resetting it as soon as you are done with it, you're going to save so much time of future resetting. And you might not even have to do it that often if you're constantly putting items back. Does that make sense? And so I want to end with just a massive thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for showing up for yourself, for me. Thank you for trusting me to walk beside you, for being a part of this ABC's community. I truly appreciate you being here and whether you've been listening, whether you joined the Facebook community, whether you've commented, liked, shared, however you brought your energy into this space, I thank you for it and I'm extremely grateful. And I'm just hopeful that you are leaving with at least one nugget of change that has affected you over these last 28 weeks. And I truly do hope you take positive growth from this podcast and it has affected positive, amazing, beautiful change within your own life. And so while this is the final pre-recorded episode for the ABCs of Home Organization podcast, we are not done yet. You are not getting rid of me yet. We are going live tomorrow, Thursday, at 9 a.m. Central Time on our Facebook group. And this is going to be a special celebration and reflection with one of my longtime clients and friends, Kevin. And we are actually on our one-year anniversary, which I find awesome, to the day of our consult. If it works out well, we'll show you the before pictures, and then we will walk around his house and show you the after pictures. But I would love to have you there. And you can ask us questions. You can ask him questions. You can ask myself questions. You can hear his story of what he's taken away from a year of organizing with a professional and whether it's worth it, not worth it. Does he have any regrets and anything that he has learned or taken away from the hands-on one-on-one? And again, you can ask him questions and myself questions. So definitely not goodbye. We are just closing this chapter, opening another one. And I know that I have mentioned on my other previous podcast, Solstice Living is officially live. And so go ahead if you are wanting to continue to hear more from us and our more soulful, holistic organizing inspiration, you can subscribe to our blog at solsticeliving.com. So S-O-U-L-S-T-I-C-E living.com. And we'll also do a newsletter once a month as well. And so just by subscribing to the blog, you'll be able to receive those informations and we'll have tips and tricks, client stories. When I start creating Solstice Living podcast, which will probably be, we're thinking around October, November, possibly even January, of once we get a few episodes under our belt and finagle exactly how we want to do that. But that will be on organizing, but also the holistic aspect. And so organizing the inside. And I will be doing interviews of different women who are in the holistic field and some peripherally on the holistic field and just learning their story and how they are affecting change within their world and for the world at large. And so I'm so excited about that aspect. And then Instagram and Facebook, you can still follow us. I will put that all in the show notes. The ABCs of Home Organization Instagram account will be changing to Solstice Living effective August 1st. And same with Facebook. I am deleting the ABCs of Home Organization page on Facebook, but keeping the community on Facebook. Slightly confusing, I know. And then just as we always end, if you've enjoyed this podcast or if it has helped you in any way, I would love for you to continue to share it with your friends, leave a review, send me a message. Your stories are why I love to do this. It's always amazing to me when someone tells me that who I didn't even know was listening or reading any of my podcasts and or blogs that, oh, Steph, I just organized my pantry because of this episode or because of that blog post. And I'm always like, oh, that's great. That's wonderful. And it truly is a gift that to affect positive change in people. And I'm extremely grateful for it. And I hope it continues to happen that this podcast, as simple as it may have been, does continue to affect change. So please pass it along to whomever you think may be interested or might benefit from it. I would truly appreciate that. And so for now, remember that organizing is never about perfection. It's about creating a space that empowers you and makes your life easier. Know that the life you've been dreaming about, it's already inside of you. You just have to let it out. So again, thank you for walking beside me in this season of organizing. I cannot wait to continue this next chapter with you through Solstice Living. But until next time, happy organizing.